Well, Neil, the big game upon us almost Sunday, the big game. Biggest game ever, I suppose, in McCool.
Ah, definitely the biggest game ever, eh? Because of the fact that so much at stake, Tom. You get through now to the Northern semi final and that, so massive occasion now, but it's good to have it at home, like, and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
how big a factor is McCool Park? Because people talk about this McCool factor, that McCool Park, it's kind of a, you know, a fortress for Donegal teams. Does it feel like that?
Ah, it does. Like, I mean, every team wants to play at home in that, Tom, so you're kind of more comfortable there because you're more used to it and stuff like that, you know. But definitely, like, I mean, the record's good there too, like, and you know, you don't want to be the, you don't want to be on the team that kind of loses that good record either, like, so that's another thing for the boys to get them kind of going. But now, listen, I suppose the big prize is the fact to get through to a semi-final, like, so, you know, it'll be a packed out stadium in McCool Park, and it'll be someday, you know.
And tell me, what do you make of Donegal this year? Obviously, you've been sitting looking from the sideline for a change.
They haven't been playing well. Like, I mean, they done well to get through Ulster. Like, I mean, playing very well. Like, I mean, won most of the games comfortably. Like, so, playing very well, and the fact that they were able to get a good few new fellas on there as well, and playing and playing well too, was good. Like, so, you know, the Ulster final seems like that far away now. The fact that it's nearly, you played two games since, and now you have a third coming up. So,
did they surprise you a bit how well they did? Because seeing that transition and there's so many people left, and, you know, there's so many young people coming in, some players coming in.
I don't think so, no. Like, because, I mean, like, what I've seen of them younger fellas coming on and all, like, they all plenty of ability, plenty of confidence, plenty of pace. Like, I mean, they've savage pace in there. So, didn't really surprise me. And then, you know, you have a good mixture of older fellas there too with the younger fellas. So, listen, you have good experience, and then you have plenty of hunger there too. Like, it's because we hadn't won Ulster since 2014. So, it was good to kind of, it was good for them, like, and they played well. So, listen, you know, the Dublin and Roscommon games too, you know, the Dublin games was a good, supposed, learning curve, even the fact that we were beat by 4 points. But the fact that they got, you know, some of the younger boys got to experience that in Crow Park, like, it'll benefit them for Tyrone.
And tell me, what do you make of Tyrone?
Aye, like, you know, it's been going well since the Meath match. Like, they've, you know, to get through that Meath match, you know, they won over extra time, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
So, since that, they've improved massively, like, so, putting up big scores, like, and the game against Dublin the last day too, like, there were nothing in it. Like, you know, they could have went, closed the gap to a point with that free kick, and so they got that, you just never know what would have happened. So they've been proved big time, you know, since they were knocked at Ulster, you know.
What has impressed you most about them?
I suppose their bench has played well. Like, I mean, even the impact that their bench compared to the Dublin bench, which is always wild strong the last day, like, was massive, the scores that they got. Like, so they've a lot of kind of similar type players, like Hampshire and McGeary and Frank Burns. Now, there's similar kind of players that Michael McKiernan's kicked a wild score against Dublin. So, you know, they're kind of Matty Donnelly, Richard Donnelly. They're just kind of relentless, you know what I mean? And the boys coming off the bench do the stuff. So, listen, they kind of know that system well now. And
they're at a more advanced stage of their progression than Donegal.
Maybe this time last year, I definitely would have said they were more advanced, like, you know, because they beat us well in the semi-final and stuff. And then they won the final against Down fairly handy. But I suppose the year probably, you probably thought it was them or Monaghan was going to be an Ulster final, and you thought that maybe they might have stalled a bit. And if they had a good beat by Meath, then, you know, they would have said that, listen, they might be going back a bit, but they haven't, and they've actually gotten well better all year. So, now, listen, I suppose it's nearly the both of them are the same. Like, they still have a good experienced players there, like Ron McNamee and Matty Donnelly and Colin Cavanagh and that. So,
And tell me, a lot been made, obviously, Patrick McBearty is a huge loss to Donegal.
Big loss, Patrick. I, like, we've been great form all year and that, you know. So, and the fact is that they're so dangerous in there, you know, there's going to be a couple of men marking him, like, but listen, it's unfortunate that he's out, but because he's a great player, but it's just up to somebody else now to kind of, you know, hopefully do the business, you know.
Yeah, and your old club mate Michael Murphy is playing better than ever, I think, is it?
Aye.
If that's possible.
If it's possible, aye. I suppose the fact that Michael, that he kind of goes out every day and plays well, like, that, you know, if he goes out and kicks 1-4, 1-5, 1-6, like, you think that is just standard enough. But, you know, when he does turn it on, like, it's unreal to watch. Like, so, he's a hugely talented player. Like, and he's in great fitness there. He's in great shape. Like, you know, his fitness is good. So,
also, there's talk about Owen Bourne not being fit as well. What are you hearing?
I'm not hearing another wild lot. Like, you know, so, never actually heard anything at all, because I wouldn't even ask them now, to be honest with you, know, because I wouldn't tell you anyway. So, you can, that's, you need that, I know, you need that.
And tell me, looking at the game objectively, I know what your head will say, or what your heart will say, what your head's saying?
I think your head's kind of saying the same too, that listen, I think they won by a point or two, like, you know, I think it'll be a very close game, and I think whatever team that, say, any long range efforts from around the 45 and that, the team that kind of nails them the best and nails them the most accurate, I think that'll be the factor. But I still think the boys will win by a point or two.
Well, Donegal have to improve on what they've done so far, played so far.
Definitely, probably even this match will be even more intense than the Dublin match, as in the fact that it's going to be so close. But the fact that it's at home and a good venue and stuff, and there's so much at stake, you know. It's going to be probably a more intense game.
It's probably the first real knockout game of the Super 8s.
But I suppose if you're a player, like, that's what you train for all summer, to play a match at home in Ballybuffet, to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. You know, you definitely take that at the start of the year, you know.